Good morning. Good to see everyone here recovering from the storm. We always welcome any visitors we might have. Lynn, do you have a visitor there you'd like to introduce? Three. Linda, Dina, and Kathy. Okay. Good to have you here. You all live in Flint Ridge area. Great. Good to have you here today. Any other new first-time visitors? I think we have three gifts back there, don't we? Just perfect. Do not leave, ladies, until you get a gift from Flint Ridge, okay? But you got to share it. That's the only Do what? Yes, Dina's got a card, and we need to get two more. Okay, all right, good to have everyone here today. All right, let's get into our prayer time together. I have a few things I want to go over first, Hank. One, Cindy talked to me this morning, a praise report. They actually got hit on their property by the tornado. Did you tell me you could actually see the tree going like that? Yeah. Right by the house. So the praise report, although they had like 50 trees come down, the praise report is that no one was hurt. How about, it will have a disclaimer like they do in the movies, no cattle or horses were hurt in this. Good. And the house didn't get hit. That's a serious praise report. Great. So we want to, Hank, remember all those people who were affected by the storm, okay? Also, does anybody have an update on Mary? Yes, Deborah.
She went to the hospital, and she had been diagnosed with pneumonia up here at the clinic. But when she went to the hospital, they ran all kinds of tests and things, and they said that it was bronchitis real bad. But they thought they were going to keep her, but they didn't, and she's home resting and stuff. And Friday, she said she was feeling really good and things, and a lot better than she had been doing. And yesterday, when I talked to her, she said that she had been in bed all day because she'd been feeling so bad, and she was coughing so much that she couldn't really breathe that good and stuff. And so she's just resting, and she said to be sure and tell everybody hi and to thank everybody for the prayers and stuff. And she can't wait to get back in church.
Absolutely. Thank you, Deborah, for that report. So Mary Stonecipher. Any other prayer requests? Yes. Charla, we'll do Charla first.
I actually have a praise. My friend Jamie Forrester from work. She came back to work last week after about 10 months of work of being off because she got hurt at work.
Right.
Her hand is doing fairly well. She is probably going to have at least one more surgery, but she's doing well and she has a good attitude and her hand looks really good. So
good.
I'm praising the Lord for that.
Thank you. Phil, let's take it over to Jim right here.
Two things. If you haven't heard, Allie Hollingsworth is back, and she's acts and looks her regular self. She's doing well.
Wonderful.
She's home. She said she was probably going to be here today. So, and Robert's not here. I don't think so. I don't know what happened. But also, Al Hastings' mother's husband died. And that's why he isn't here today or last week, and he's been taking care of her. He was a believer, and so just pray for his mom. Her name is Betty Weber.
Do you know where she lives?
She's in Grove.
Okay.
And she also has a house in Bella Vista that they're going to sell. So.
Thank you, Jim. Also, Hank, I want to remember the Surveys family. Thank you. They're coming home from Topeka, Kansas today, so just safe travels. Okay, over here, Jack and then Jenny.
I just want to have you bring up Stephen Christy, they have family coming in this week, and I imagine they're probably at the airport somewhere, but they have like 26 or 27 of their family members coming in, and I'm sure that Christy's going crazy. Anyway, just lift them up in prayer this week because family is important, and that's what they wanted to do, and so it's hard work, but it's a real blessing. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. And then up here to Jenny, Phil. Okay. Next to Louise.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and I want to give you an update on my son. He had his surgery last Wednesday, and the doctor said he came through it pretty good, and he's got a long road ahead of him to recover. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers, and please continue, because we sure need them.
Yes.
And we will be heading for Pennsylvania on Thursday.
Okay.
We'll be gone a couple of weeks, maybe a little more. Not for sure yet.
Jenny, what is his name again?
Rick.
Rick. So, Hank, Rick, and then we also want to have a prayer for Jenny, Alice, and Russell traveling to Pennsylvania.
Thank you much.
You bet. Thank you, Jenny. Others on this side? Okay, let's go to this side. Any prayer requests over here? Yes. Kathy, right? Looky there.
It's kind of goofy to be talking my first time here, but I've been battling some really significant health issues and had two biopsies and another test, and everything came back clear this week.
Wow, that's great.
So it's I just feel really blessed and cared for.
Well, Kathy, we really appreciate you sharing that with us, even though it's your first time. We love having prayer requests. Thank you. Yes, exactly right. Any others on this side? Okay. Yes, right here, Patty.
I'm sorry, this is not a prayer request. I just wanted to say we're having cake for Dad's birthday after this.
That's an answer to my prayer, Patty. Thank you.
So please, everyone, stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put on a mask and go through twice. Any others here? Okay. It goes to Hank. Yes, Phil?
Prayer, thank you for yesterday. It was a really good day for me. I got to see my old football coach, and I'd like to request prayer for him. He has surgery on his hip in a couple weeks.
What's his name?
John Hanna.
And if you hadn't seen Phil's Facebook page, you'll see him holding. Is that your niece you're holding? Who is that?
It's my nephew's daughter. So
tiny little thing. She's adorable. All right. Here you go. All right, let's have our prayer song.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for this day you've given us, Lord, for the opportunity again to be here, to worship you, to hear Melvin's message, Lord, and we just thank you for our church family here. We just are so blessed at the family that we have around us, Lord, and we know that that's through you that you've brought us all together, and we do thank you for that. Lord, we want to welcome our visitors today, Linda and Dana and Kathy, and we're just very thankful that they're here with us this morning, and Kathy has praise of the clear tests that she's taken there recently, Lord, and we thank you for that, and just ask that you would continue to be with her and watch over her. We want to thank you, Lord, for the watch care over the people that went through the worst of the storms, Cindy and Levi, and just the fact that you protected them and their home and all their animals, Lord. So we just thank you for that, and know that there's so many other people that have been hit and possibly worse, Lord. So we just ask that you'd be with them and help them to be able to recover quickly. We want to lift up Mary Stonecipher and the fact that she's not feeling well today and fighting bronchitis, Lord, and we ask that you would just help her to recover quickly from that, that she might be able to be back with us next Sunday, and we just ask that you would be with her this week. We thank you for Charlie's friend, Jamie Forrester, who's we've been praying for on the accident she had at work and affected her hand, and she was able to come back to work this past week, Lord, after about a 10-month layoff, and we're thankful for that. And the fact that she just has healed up very well, Lord, so we thank you for that. And maybe one more surgery, Lord, so we know you'll watch over that. We good to hear Allie's back home and was planning on being here today, but maybe not quite up to it yet. But, Lord, we know she wants to be with us, and we'll be so happy whenever we'll be able to see her here again, Lord. And lift up Al Hastings' family and his mother especially, as her husband has passed away, and we just ask that you would be with them and comfort them. And Lloyd and Linda are traveling this morning. We ask that you would be with them and just watch over them and keep them safe. And plus, Lord, the fact that Jenny and Alice and Russell be traveling here in a couple weeks back up east, and we want to pray for them to have travel mercies as well, and also for Jenny's son Rick that has been through surgery this past week, and we just ask that you would watch over him, and again just be with the doctors and help him to be able to recover quickly. And back to Lloyd and Linda Service, the wisdom that was granted and some decisions they needed to make, Lord, and we just thank you for being with them and giving them the direction they needed to go. Also, we want to lift up Steve and Chris. They are having all those family in and wanting to just have a good family gathering, Lord, and we just thank you for them wanting to spend time with all their family. And we know with the number that they have or are planning on, we just ask that you would be with them, help them to enjoy their time together. And Lord, we want to thank you for the time that Phil was able to spend with his old football coach, Coach Hannah. And also, we'd like to lift him up for his upcoming hip surgery. And want to thank you for granting Marion's sister Alice another birthday yesterday. And she's just told me it was today. So, Lord, you knew when it was. So thank you very much. And we just pray for her that you will continue to be with her and bless us with time with her, Lord. And we want to lift up our grandson, Mason, who's heading to church camp this coming week, and all the others that are going to camps around the country, Lord. We just pray that indeed they will learn more about you and be able to walk closer to you and to make that commitment to you at an early age, Lord. We thank you now again for our time together, and Lord, we just pray that we'll be able to spend time here in a little bit with Melvin on his birthday, Lord, and we thank you for the blessing of him still being with us and being able to minister to us. We thank you now, and we just pray all these things in your name. Amen.